Dog astrology. Have you ever wondered why two dogs of the same breed or two dogs living in the same environment can exude such different behavioural traits? Our pets are influenced by the zodiac in the same way as we are. So, dog astrology can really help to give you insight into your dog's character, helping you to bond more closely with them through understanding their needs as well as their idiosyncrasies, as with astrology for humans. So, starting with Aries, this is the alpha dog with leadership qualities. These are the dogs who thrive on action and excitement. They can be very protective guard dogs, whatever their breed. They have lots of energy and are sporty dogs, you know, the ones who prefer a run over a walk. So, they're very suited to having sporty owners who can run with them. These are competitive dogs with other dogs, and if they live with other pets, they will want to be first in the pecking order. They will insist on being the alpha and being fed first. Taurus. Taurus loves comfort, massage, all the good things in life. These are beautiful dogs. They love to be cuddled every day, all day if they can be. They love nature and they have a deep throaty bark. These are dogs who thrive on routine and they're very loyal. They love fine materials and expensive fabrics to sleep on, and of course, gourmet food. It can take them a while to adapt to change, so if you move their bed or alter anything in the room, it can make them anxious. I remember there was a family dog of mine when I was younger who was a Taurus standard poodle, and she couldn't stand anything being moved around her. She would bark at objects when they'd been rearranged in the house, and this is what your Taurus dog is like. They can find change quite difficult, and when they don't want to do something, they will become immovable. They will become stuck to the spot. Gemini. Your Mercury rule canine is a very vocal dog. This is a real barker. This is a very clever and curious dog, like the human variety, with a mischievous streak and bright, sparkly eyes. These dogs are adaptable to change and they can do many things at once, like concentrate intensely on chewing their bone while watching your every move and observing every little thing that's happening in their environment. This is an entertaining dog suited to a lively young family. They love lots of activities, lots of coming and going, and your Gemini dog can get bored of routines. They need constant stimulation. There are two sides to your Gemini dog. It's actually like having two dogs rolled into one. One minute they're a docile, quiet dog, the next minute they are wild and hyper. Cancer. Your Cancer dog is a very sensitive dog, very emotional, and can be quite moody. This is a dog who feels all the emotional currents around them. This is the dog who's in sync with the lunar phases. You watch this dog around the full moon. Not only will this dog like to maybe howl at the moon, but they can kind of be acting a little bit different around a full moon, whether that's being a bit more energized or being a bit loony or being a little bit quiet. Just notice how this dog is around a full moon. And this is the dog who wants to be mummy to everyone around them. The kids, the grandkids, the other pets, they will let you know if your child is crying and they'll want to snuggle with them at night. They believe their role is of a nanny, and it's a very caring Cancerian canine. This is a foodie dog who may well prefer human food over dog food. Leo. Leo, this is the canine who likes to be top dog and is suited to being an only child. This celebrity dog has a love for the luxurious things in life, so be sure to give them the finest quality food, regular pampering. Make sure this dog is groomed and pampered. Worship this dog, and this dog will be happily devoted to you for always. This is a loving, warm dog with a very loud bark, almost like a roar. Remember, you serve them, they are at the centre of your universe. These dogs can be very entertaining and they may like performing tricks for you. They also love their downtime. They love to sleep, so make sure they have a very, very nice, comfortable bed. Virgo. Virgo dogs are hard-working dogs. They learn quickly and they want to be of service to you, whether that's fetching you things or being the best guard dog in town. They want to be useful. So give this dog many jobs to do. And this is a Mercury ruled dog, and communication is very strong with this dog in the form of barking or facial expressions. They are communicating with you in this way. And wild dogs are natural carnivores. They are omnivores too. And your Virgo dog may have a sensitive digestion and can be a fussy eater. Maybe a grain-free diet with added probiotics can be preferable for this one. And you may find that they like healthy plant-based snacks as well as meat, like a few carrots or some bananas. Routines are very important to this earth sign dog, and they often have a lean, wiry build. They love routine and they will enjoy keeping clean. Libra, this Venus ruled beauty, is a real good looking dog. Libra is all about sweetness, love, and light. Everyone loves this dog. And these are the dogs who greet all the other dogs in the park with a little kiss, a little sniff. Nobody can help but be charmed by those big angelic eyes, this sweet nature, and a need for calm in their environment. These are so sociable, these dogs. They need company and they can have separation anxiety when left alone for too long. They love a mate, another dog or sibling or even a cat. And this is a dog who follows you everywhere, even into the bathroom. They can be lazy and they sleep a lot. They seem to know also what you need. This is the dog who will come up to you, give you a little lick or place their paw on you when you've had a bad day or are upset. And they also love music. Scorpio, your Scorpio dog, when you're out on your walks with your Scorpio dog, you notice how other dogs are magnetized to them. And also, these dogs are a little bit like Marmite. They're either absolutely adored by other dogs and people, or people are a little bit scared of them, and other dogs might be a little bit wary of them. These are private creatures and they don't always give you eye contact and they don't want to give their motives away. They have their eye on that delicious dinner that you've left on the plate, but they will wait till you've exited the room before going for that. And they often have like secret little hideaway places as well. They're very protective, they're very brave. It can take a while for them to trust you, but once they've trusted you are a friend for life. They are very devotional. They can find, forgiving and forgetting quite hard. This is a dog who does have a bit of a sting in its tail. And if you shout at this dog, they can be very hurt and they won't forget for a while. They will forgive you though. These are dogs who are friends for life. They make your best friends. They're also healer dogs. If you're feeling unwell, this is the dog who sits next to you or sits on your lap and sends you healing vibes. These also make good working dogs, sniffer dogs, detective dogs for the police. Sagittarius, your Sagittarius dog is a happy-go-lucky, friendly Sag. They're extremely buoyant and puppy-like, whatever their age. These are freedom-loving and adventurous. They love to be free, to roam around and explore their environment without the restriction of a lead or a harness. They will climb up spiral staircases that would terrify most dogs and would jump up and down like a yo-yo en route to their destination. I have first-hand experience of this with a dog who I have, and she's a tiny little toy dog, but in a big dog's she's got a big dog's character in a little dog's body. Very, very adventurous. She will take herself off for walks if you're not giving her a walk. Very, very large aura. And you'll find this with your Sagittarius dog, whether a small or large breed, they have such confidence and a real larger than life personality and aura. They are clumsy dogs though. They're often knocking things over. Capricorn. Your Capricorn dog likes walking up hills, a real trekker. This is the dog who makes a great babysitter, a great guard dog. These are good working dogs and guide dogs. They can be like sergeant majors on patrol, the way they pace up and down, making sure everything's in order. They're very determined to learn new tasks. They're very well behaved and responsible, steady personalities, protective and predictable. They're not too good with free-floating routines. They prefer structure, they prefer routine. They can get a little bit bored if there's not enough to do. And this is a dog who can be quite pushy and controlling. It's a dog that nudges your hand when it's time for a walk or dinner. And you'll also find with this dog, if you have other pets in the house, this dog will organise the other pets. Definitely the boss. Aquarius dog, your friendly Aquarius dog, loves other people, loves other dogs. This is the dog who loves to hang out with other canines. You know those dogs who will congregate together as though it was a planned meet-up in the park. This is your Aquarius dog, and this is what they love to do. Though they can be really unpredictable, they can change like the wind, and they actually can love their own company too. They like surprises, they like new things, maybe new gadgets, latest gadgets, or a new route on their walk, or just to kind of change their routines in some way. This is your best friend. They are great company. They want to hang out with you. They're very intelligent, but they can be highly strong, and they don't always obey orders. They like to do their own thing, just like the human Aquarians. Pisces. Your Pisces dog is a deeply sensitive, loving dog with soulful eyes. These eyes seem to bore into your very soul and pick up on your every feeling. These are empathic. They feel how you're feeling. They take in the environment. They're very porous. They want to be there for you. They take on all your vibes. They absorb all of that bad energy from you. They make great therapy dogs. They're loving. They are dependent. They don't like being alone. They want to be close to you, even if this means sleeping in your bed or under your bed and cuddling up with you. And this is a dog who loves to dream, like the human variety. Sleep is really important for them. They can get quite lethargic, and these Pisces dogs can be old souls for a dog. Maybe they've incarnated before. Who knows? Maybe they've even been your dog in a past life.